Welcome to the Geekology Podcast, episode 5 for October 25th, 2005. This is your host, The Geekologist, from geekologist.blogspot.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Geekology Podcast. This is episode number 5, and I was just on vacation for the past few days, and I had a good time, and I got to go see the video iPod and the new iMac G5, and I liked the new iPod. The screen looked really fantastic, and there was kind of a little bit of lag time when watching videos. But it took a little bit to load, but overall it was okay. And I had a problem when listening to music, when you tried to view the album art, at first it wouldn't load just the album art. If you pressed the select button twice to view it, then it wouldn't come up. But after I rebooted the iPod, it worked fine, and the menus looked a lot nicer, and the games just seemed much more crisp and clear, because, you know, of course, the 30 frames per second for videos helps out with the games. And one thing I hope that the next version of iPod Linux they'll be able to support the new video iPod, because there's all kinds of different things you could do with the iPod Linux, like making it support different other codecs, rather than just the H.264 and MPEG 4 encoding. And also, they could, you could get some nice games from that, and I hope that they will come out with one pretty soon. I would definitely use it on my iPod. But and also, I got to take a look at the iMac G5 while I was there, and it looks really nice, and I really enjoyed playing around with Photo Booth. I mean, it's like you're just there, and, you know, if you're bored during the day, then you can just start taking some photos. They had some really cool effects that you could use. I'll post one of the pictures I took with Photo Booth with a funny effect, and it's just really fun to play around with, and I really enjoyed it. And I think, you know, it was really easy to use, and, you know, it'd be great for taking pictures, you know, to put up on your blog or whatever, you know, taking personal. The quality was really nice, and the new iMac, it was really nice. It was noticeably thinner. I mean, not a lot, but it was still a little bit thinner and a lot slicker. And they also had the new PowerBooks when I was there, and the screen looks really wonderful on those. I can't wait to see if I can get my hands on one for myself sometime. But of course, I'm waiting for the Intel PowerBooks to come out, just so that I'll get a little bit more power, and possibly they'll be cheaper, because I can't really afford $2,000 for a 15-inch PowerBook right now. But overall, I thought that they were both really nice, and I would hope that the iPod Linux will come out for the video iPod soon. And be sure to go down to your local Apple store and check it out, and see what you think for yourself. Also, this last week, Apple released their new Photoshop program, Apple Aperture, and it's a really interesting product. I really like the a lot of the features of it, like a lot of the stuff that it does with raw images, and it's supposed to load very fast raw images and be able to do lots of very interesting things with that. I'm not sure if it will beat out Photoshop, but because people are so used to that program, but it's definitely as good as Photoshop. Maybe not as good, maybe. But I think that it's interesting. But it's gonna want some pretty good specs on a Mac to be able to run Aperture. It's gonna want a dual 2 gigahertz PowerMac G5 or faster, 2 gigs of RAM, and a pretty hefty graphics card, and it'll need a DVD drive for the installation, but you know, that's a pretty expensive system you're looking at there to be able to run this. And also, another reason is, well, yeah, it doesn't run on Windows, so of course it won't replace Photoshop, but you know, maybe someday they'll make one that would run on a Windows machine. But that's really interesting. I would hope that it would be a pretty nice software, and that a lot of professionals might use it on their Mac. But one thing is, I hope that they don't stop supporting Photoshop. You know, they could do that. You know, they could say, well, on the next version of OS 10, we're not going to support Photoshop anymore. Well, that would kind of stink, you know. I can't believe they would do that, but you never know, they might. But another thing is that they've released the browser Flock for a developer preview, but it's out to the public. You can go download the preview and check it out. It's a really nice browser. It looks similar to Firefox in its layout and stuff. It's Flock is an open source browser that has lots of interesting features. You can tag and star your favorites for sharing on Delicious, and it has a lot of good extensions that you can use, like just similar to Firefox, like Customize Google and some other interesting ones. Also, I found this really ticks me off. I can't believe Hotmail will not accept mail from the client Mail on Apple OS X. Someone did research on this, and it is true that if you send mail from Apple's Mail client on OS X, to a Hotmail account, the Hotmail account will not receive the email, and you don't even get a email back that says that it didn't go through. There's no delivery failure notifications, so that's got to be stopped. I can't believe that Microsoft would do that, but I think they did it intentionally because, you know, they are rivals, and I just can't believe that they would do that. That makes me really mad. It makes me just want to get rid of Windows completely, but I don't have the money for a Mac, so I guess I'll just have to dream on. But I think that's just outrageous that they would do that. But speaking of Microsoft, MSN Messenger's contact list has been doubled. It can now hold 600 contacts in your MSN Messenger list. And so that should be good if you have, well, 600 or more friends. You know, that's kind of ridiculous. I don't know if anybody would have that many contacts. I mean, I can't imagine having that many contacts, but if you need them, then there you go. But also, Steve Jobs hints that more Apple phones are to come. He said in an interview, there are more phones yet to roll out. And he says, with a smile, sly smile, adding, Singular has been a great to work with. And that's really interesting. I'd hope that if they do make a better, different phone in the future, that it would be a lot better than the Rocker. I just think that they didn't do well on the Rocker. That was a bad phone. I don't think that's worth the money to spend on a Rocker. And I think that they might have done it intentionally. I'm not sure. That's personally what I believe. You can check out. There are some sites that believe that also. But that seems the most logical to me. I mean, if Apple wanted to do it well, they would have done it well. You know, it would have been a lot. It would have looked a lot better. It would have functioned a lot better. They wouldn't have had the 100 song cap. I mean, there were just a lot of things that were wrong with it. And also, the phone was just clunky. And you know, they could have, you know, had 1,000 songs at least. You know, put a 2 gig or a 4 gig flash chip in it, similar to the Nano. And the reason why I don't think they did that is probably because they didn't want to beat out the Nano. You know. Because they didn't even tell Motorola that they were going to release the Nano that same conference. And so I think that they screwed that up intentionally. But I'm going to probably try to keep the podcasts about this time in the future, about maybe 10 to 20 minutes, and so it'll just be a short podcast, and I'm going to start doing them more regularly so that you can get more content, you know, as the news happens, and, you know, not real long, maybe 10, 20 minutes at max, and just, I would do them more often than normal podcasts, because, I don't find a lot of stuff, because until Ian and me start doing it together, then, you know, we can't really discuss things the same as a normal podcast would, but hopefully we'll be able to get together into the future and do more podcasts. I still need to get him another headset and get the everything worked out for that, and then we'll be sure to do more in the future. This has been the Geekology Podcast, episode number 5. This is your host, Dan, the Geekologist, and I'll see you next week.
One, two, three. I know when I'm not one.